We are learning Maseches Makis, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are starting two lines from the top of Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav, Eid Zoymim Meshalem Lefi Chelkoi. Eid Zoymim, one of the Eidim pays like his Chelek. So what does that mean? What does it mean pays Fi Chelkoi? My Meshalem Fi Chelkoi. Ilema doesn't mean like this, the Hai Meshalem Paga, Vai Meshalem Paga, which would mean like this. Two Eidim come and say, Reuven's Chayav $1,000 to Shimon. And it turns out these Eidim Zoymim. So they owe Reuven $1,000. Do each Eid have to pay $1,000? Or you split it. So Rav Yehuda Rav is telling you a chiddush. He's saying each Eid pays half. You don't have to pay a kash zom really is, I'll try to mechayev him $1,000. Each one pays half, 500 is enough. Is that his chiddush? That's a Mishnah. Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah, Mishal Shalim B'mamoin B'im Mishal Shalim Malkus. The Mishnah says later on Daf Hey, that B'mamoin you Mishal Shalim, but not B'makus. What does it mean Mishal? What's Mishal Shalim? So Rashi has two pshatim. Either pshat is, if you have, let's say, three Eidim, so then you Mishal Shalim, you split up by three. That's Mishal Shalim B'mamoin means. Or Loshem Mishal Shalim just means that you Mechalik the B'mamoin, but either way, by B'mamoin, you split up the $1,000. So it depends on how many Eidim, the way you split up $1,000. When it comes to Malkus, each one gets a full Malkus. We'll see in the Gemara why, on Daf Hey, but that's the Halacha. So if that's his Chiddush, that each one pays his Chalik in B'mamoin, that's a Mishnah. You don't need a Rehudah or Rafa for that. It's a Mishnah in Mesechtas Malkus. So what is he saying and tell you? Exactly. El, what's the Chiddush he's telling you? That's not like the Mishnah. El Kagoyin, the Tazim Chadvinayu, that only one of them became Eidim Zoymim, only one. There were two Eidim said, this one Eid, one of the Eidim were with us in a different place. The Mishalim Palga today, and so he pays his half, he'll pay 500. Frank the Gemara, be Mishalim, does the Eid Zoymim feel him, comes Zoymim by himself? Does the such thing as parish of Eidim Zoymim? By the time with the Braisa, ain't Eid Zoymim Mishalim Mom, and that's used with Shneim. The halacha is that in order to have Eidim Zoymim, they both have to come Eidim Zoymim. It's not enough for one. So it can't be Rav Yehuda or Rav Chiddush either, because the Lamai says it's not true. One Eid's not enough. One Eid's not enough. One Eid can't become Eidim Zoymim. You have to be Mazim both Eidims. You have to say both Eidim with you in a different place. So Amarava, I'll tell you Pshat in Rav. Amarava, Ba'imer Eidis Sheker Yedati. He walks into Beis Din. So we'll start with the Ritva's Pshat. Maybe we'll say after his Tosef Pshat. He walks into Beis Din and he says, you know what? I just said Eidis that Reuven's chayav $1,000. I'm a liar. I lied. So here, we're saying that he'll pay $500 because the Maisa, he was going to cause Reuven to lose $1,000 and he's being made now that he was trying to cause him to lose $1,000. So he's made as a mazik, he pays $500. I enter the Maisa Matz Barosho. That's dafka by a chiv begufa. But a money, a chiv money here, it's chayiv money. So here, it can be, here you don't have any Matz Barosho.
Any check you don't pay
what? Why not? If a guy walks in and says he's lying, he tried to get you to be chayiv $1,000. Huh? No, it's like a mazik. It's a guy me. You wanted to cause him to lose money. You're trying to cause him to lose money. So he's saying, that's the Gemara's tries. The Gemara tries to say like that. The Gemara tries to say that it should be cases that if I walk in and say, I was not there, I'm lying. So the Gemara is tining that maybe that's Rav's Chiddush. That's Rav's Chiddush. You heard it right here first. This is not like Taisvis. We're going with the Ritva's Pshat. We'll see about Taisvis Pshat soon, maybe. That here, he said, I was a lawyer, and therefore pay $500. Freit the Gemara, kol kemine, kivin shehigit, chuvin echez amagid. He can't change his mind. He can't, once he said, ate this, he can't say, oh, I made a mistake. That's probably what you were bothered by. He can't change his mind. Once he says, made this, that's ate this. Freit the Ritva, okay, adarava. If we keep the Eidus, it means we took $1,000 from Reuven, so for sure you chayiv $500. You walk in there and say, you know what? I just caused him a loss. And he actually paid the $500. So of course he paid. So that's mamash amazit. So Ritva says, you're right. The Gemara's kasha just is, it's not called Eid Zaymim. That's called amazik. It's not called Eid Zaymim. That's the Gemara's kasha. That's where Ritva learns the kasha. Kivin Cheyot Shuvin Echaz Amagim means that since the Eidus sticks, because you can't change your mind, so if you walk into Beis Din and say that I'm an Eid Sheker, then you pay. And look at Rav's words. Eid Zoymim Mishalim Fi Chalka. That's not an Eid Zoymim. That's an Eid HaMazik. It's not an Eid Zoymim.
And
before that was Eid Zoymim because they didn't pay yet. They changed your mind. Huh? I know, but yeah, he made himself a Zoymim. He made himself. He said, I wasn't there. I wasn't that place. That's more of a thought than I've been. But that's more of a thought that he could change his mind. And Maisa, we thought he could make, which was maybe the Kasha. Maybe they don't know it was parish like that, but that's what they thought. But Maisa was Kasha like that. That's the way The Ritva learns a Shakilataria. So let's say Toysvis Pshat and Shakilataria. It's a whole different Shakilataria. Toysvis learns the case was the guy walked in and said, Eidah Sheikah Hadati. And you know what happened afterwards? They became Zem. The attacker became Zem. And the Chiddush Gemara was is that only the other guy pays. Eid Zem Sham Fi Chalka means only the other guy pays. Because this guy was broke up his Eidus before the Eid, before he became Muslim, before he became contradicted. He already was back then, he already was Chayzer. So Dafka, the other guy pays. That's the Gemara meant. Before the Hazama, and now when the Hazama happened, only the other guy will pay. Freit the Gemara, Kol Kamina, he can't back out of his Eidus, and therefore they're both Chayiv. Well, read Tosis inside. Tap Tosis. Tosis says, Ba'im Eidus Sheker Dati Veshuv Huzam. L'chayra Mashma, D'chi Omahach, Yizok Tosis, M'shalam Chalkoi. Dim Kain, Bikesh L'hapsa Mama Chaveri Be'edusha. He says, Tosis says, Lo'y Nira, Do'a less a man to M'shalam Mama in Elam Kain Huzam, Mokin Ploindi, Imano Yisem. No such thing as Zama on your own words. The Kain Yachach Yishafarish, Yizok Tosis, Eidus Sheker Dati Veshuv Huzmu, Shneyem. The Hashi Shafarish could Omar Eidus Sheker Dati, so he say Edusa. He changed his own Eidus. But he's Shaykh Beit Haris Azam, Kiyim Bechaveiroi. Only his friend, the Parach, Hakol Kamine, I feel who bats my Osil de Azama. The Kiva Shahigach, even he gets Azama. I keep Shahigach over in Magad. But have a Kaloysa Azvar, I can have a Shneim Zem, Mishal Mammon. That's Toysa Shaka Tari in the Gemara. So we have Toysa Shat. You hear the Pshat? You hear Toysa Shat? Very smack of Shat. And we have a Ritual Shat, completely different Pshat in the Gemara. Two ways to learn the Gemara. So now, but either way, we're stuck. What is Pshat and Rav? Rav says a guy said, Eid Zayim M'Shalam Fi Chalka. What does it mean, Eid Zayim M'Shalam Fi Chalka? We said it can't mean a classic case, because that's a Mishnah. So what are we talking about? So the guy walks into Bezdin and says, Hadanu V'Zamnu Bezdin Ploini. He says, I was an aid in Muncie, and I became an Eidim Zayim there. They weren't mechayiv me yet, and I ran here to Lakewood, and I'm being moida. I was one of those in Zayman. So we're saying, you pay your fi chalka. He was moida. It's afraid to Gemara. What do you mean? We said before, Rabbi Kiva holds, if you come to Bezdin moida, you attack a potter, because moida pronounced potter. El baima, Adan was amnu Bezdin ployni, commands the Gemara, like Rabbi Kiva, come out, Rabbi Huda Rav is not like Rabbi Kiva, dear Rabbi Kiva, I'm afraid to Mashal Piazma, you don't pay up Piazma. El baima, so we're still a little bit stuck. We don't be like Rabbi Kiva. El baima, Hadanu v'uzamnu v'bezdin ployni v'chayevenu mamoin. He says the case was I was already chayev mamoin. So there's no moed b'knas. He says we had a story. I was a aid in Muncie and everything happened there and I became edim zaymim and they chayev me money. And now I want to pay. I'm walking. I'm moed. I'm chayev money. So he pays the chalka. What's the chiddush? Sagdach amina kivin l'chaver lo mitzvah chayev lei. He came mechayev his friend. Because his friend saying, he says, I was with my friend when I did this. His friend said, it's not true. I'm making up a story. So maybe you think, Iu nami l'mechayev, may he should mechayev either. Kamash v'lon, you are chayev. And what's that chiddush? Why is that a chiddush? The guy said, I'm chayev. The chiddush is, because you just said before, that eid zoymim only could be eid zoymim when you use mushneim. So the havmin will be is, it's also din in tashlumim. I can't mechayev only one eid to pay. You have to mechayev both of them to pay. Kamash v'lon, the din that both Eidim have to come Eidim Zayimim only means in the making them Zayimim. They both have to come Zayimim. But to pay money, it's enough, really, if one of them are paying, if the Mechayim themselves, and that's fine, and that's a Chiddush of Rav. So Akapodim, that's what comes out. From our Gemara, we finally figure out Pshat and Rav's Chiddush. So the next Mishnah. Meidin onu es ish ployni, shegirish es ishtai. He says Eidus about Reuven, that Reuven divorced his wife. And he didn't give a ksuba. Now, how do we know he didn't give the ksuba? Because he goes over to Bez, and says, Reuven divorced his wife. Reuven says, it's not true, I never divorced my wife. Once he says, I never divorced my wife, obviously he never gave a ksuba. So now, by him saying, you divorced your wife, to Eidim, he has to give a ksuba now. And you want to cause him a loss. Let's say, first of all, what is a ksuba? A ksuba has usually the 200 zuz, that's the ikur ksuba. A lot of times you have tesefes, and a lot of times you have in it nichsus and barzel. Those are the possessions that she brings into the marriage. And then you have nichsus maluk, which usually is not part of the star, not part of the ksuba. In the ksuba, usually you have the ikur tashlumim, the ikur ksuba, then you have tesefes, and then you have the nichsus and barzel. So let's say the whole thing was worth $1,000. That's how much the entire ksuba was worth, $1,000. So the shaila is are these Eidim that became Zayimim now, Are they chayiv $1,000? Are they chayiv Charlie Corbin $1,000? So the Gemara says, so Mishnah says, it doesn't make sense to chayiv $1,000. Why? They ate him $1,000. Why? Really, Bnei Yoyim Ben Lamacha save leading ksuba. It's very possible he will give a ksuba one day. So you're just making him pay earlier, maybe. But the chayiv is there. So what? Why you can't chayiv the aimzayim $1,000? Right, so there's a suffix. So see, how do you figure this out? Zok the Mishnah, oimdim kama odom, they're married. What do you mean? You don't get divorced, I mean. Oimdim kama odom, right to the Mixavasa Shazu, Shimnes Amla and Iskarasha, then the Ksuba will be paid to her. Then Mesa, but if she dies first, you're Shana Baila. So the Mishnah says, we have to figure out how much someone would pay for this. Now we'll see in the Gemara. How much do the Eidim pay? But let's first analyze something that Rashi gives by Riches on the Gemara. Rashi says that when it comes to buy this ksuba, we'll call it a note. This ksuba is a note. It has a value. It's something that has value. If you could buy it either from the Isha's perspective or you could buy it from the Baal. You could go with the Isha and saying, let's figure out the chances that you're going to get your ksuba. It's a $1,000 ksuba. How much is it worth when you buy it from the Isha? And again, how much is it worth if you buy it from the man? So Rashi says that the man's side is worth more than the Isha's side. He says, why? If you look at Rashi, Rashi is like five lines before the wide lines. He says, Yofa koyach chuschoi me koyach chuscha. His chus is bigger than her chus. Shehu oichel peres akarakam yuchel ksubasa tamid. First of all, he's eating the peres that have yuchel to the ksuba. Velohi, veoid, shehu muchsik vaimid, vehi, and she is mechusher gevayna. Right now, he's the muchsik, he's eating the peres. If he sells that ksuba and that shibud to this guy will have that right away. He won't have to collect it, he'll own it already. Mashenka, if he buys something from the Isha, even if he dies or she gets divorced, he'll have to start going to collections to collect it. So therefore, for example, just to make it like easy, is that if you buy from her, you can buy it $400. If you buy his side, it's $500. Because his side is worth more. It's a 50-50 chance they're going to get divorced or die. That's 50-50 chance. But then Lamaisa, on his end, it's easier. The purchase will be an easier purchase. If lands up that she dies first, he'll get it very easily. He'll have to go collect it. It's his already. The Baal has Rishos already. He gave over his Rishos already to it. Mashiach, if she's the one who has to collect, and he sells that right to him, that will have to go to collections. So the Mishnah says, we figure out how much a person will give for her ksuba. Okay, so how much do we charge the Eidim Zayimim? So we have to see the Gemara for that. Let's read it one more time. The Mishnah says, Eidim kama adam roitz litim v'ksubasa shazu, shim nis'amala o'nis garsha, she will get the ksuba. V'meisa, if she dies, yirshena baila. Zach the Gemara, keitzat shaman. How do you figure out, what the mechayiv of the Eidim? Om Rav Chista, v'bal. You figure out how much the schus of the Baal is, which means is the Baal is going to have to pay the ksuba one day, but he could sell this risk, for $500. So you are causing him to pay up the $1,000 right now, you cause him a loss of $500, so the Eidim Zayim have to pay $500. That's what Rav Chista holds. Rav Nosa Ba'isha is more, machmer. Oimer Ba'isha, he holds that you figure out how much the Isha would have took for it. And Zok Rashi Aknech, he says that the husband could have got away with this ksuba by paying $400. Because just like the Isha would sell it to anyone for $400, she would presumably sell it to her husband for $400. So the husband could have gave $400 to the Isha and then part of the ksuba. Now you're causing him to pay $1,000. So really, you caused him a loss of $600. So Rav Chista says you have to pay $500. But Baal, you figure out. Rav Nosa Ba'isha means he figure out the Isha, but not that the Isha have to pay the Isha side, because that, you won't cause a loss for the Isha, you cause a loss for the husband. But the husband could have patted himself with $400 buying from the Isha. And therefore, you pay $600. Like Rashi says, right before the widest lines, Rav Nosa Ba'isha is chus sveika oim dim va'isa lo yishamu. V'choyme gadol hu etzlan. That's bigger chumra. If you're going to pay more, you're going to pay $600. And ends off the Gemara, Amra Papa, when we say a ksuba, we mean be'isha over ksubasa. We mean that the ksuba means the isha and the ksubasa, but we don't figure out the nichsim alug. That's the Rashi speaks out. We don't figure out the nichsim alug, which means that, you know what? If she dies first, he actually gets more than just the ksuba. He will get all her properties that she came in the marriage with. She was an investor and she had properties that he was eating the pears from. He'll get that. But that is not, we can't say the Eidim were causing him a loss of that. Why not? Because that, they could say they had no idea anything about it. If you look at the second widest lines of Rashi, Rashi says, we didn't know about her nechsim elug. And therefore, we're not mechuyev to pay for the loss that was causing the husband, the Eidim Zayim are saying, we're not going to pay for that loss of the nechsim elug, because we have no idea about it. Because only the other things are in the shtar. Huh?
For what?
They don't have to pay family there for what? They only pay $600. The guy, she owns an apartment building in Manhattan. Which way don't you understand? Which one?
Why does the
Eidim
know about
it? Because that's how it works. No, I know. Yeah, but they didn't know he had nechsim elug. The only things that they knew about. If they don't know about it, they don't oinus on it. It's not like oinus. If they
collateral damage.
Yeah, they're right. They don't pay collateral damage. For example, let's say they were being made on someone that he had to get skila, and the next day there was a payment only to him of $1 million. He had to pay $1 million now because if she would have lived another day, it would be $1 million. No, that's like nothing that nothing to do with me. Here, this is something that nothing to do, and therefore, you don't have to pay for nechsim elug ad kan this machlokes. Very important machlokes that we're learning. The Baal over Isha, we're saying, but Isha means that you minus it off the $1,000.